It's another great weekend right here, right now on Computer Talk with Dave Mason. And now, your host for Computer Talk, here's Dave Mason.
Welcome to the second hour of Computer Talk with Dave Mason, border to border, coast to coast, your home of common sense technology. And now, your real host, Dr. Dave, has made it back from his coffee trip from the bunker coffee room.
And welcome back, America. Second hour of Computer Talk with Dave Mason, border to border, coast to coast, your home of common sense technology.
I just said that, man.
How late was I? I didn't think I was going to be late.
You were pretty late.
I fell down the stairs. Do I sound breathless? 866-821-8255, 866-821-TALK.
It reminds me of years ago.
Yes.
We were at KNST back in the day, in the 90s. Maybe it was 2000.
Yeah.
Maybe it was 2000.
Yeah, it was.
And I think we're doing the election coverage. And I remember I was getting pretty cocky, and because we were doing it for a couple of days at the time, and it was when the election went 37 days, history on hold. It was called here locally in Tucson, the KNST studios, and Dr. Dave had gone. We had both gone to the second hour break, and we were off getting drinks and whatnot. And I come back, and I'm sitting there, and you had gone somewhere, either the restroom or something, and you were detained
still out, yeah,
quite a little while, and so. The board ops look at me saying, "We're coming back. We're coming." I said, "Go ahead and just play it. I'll go ahead and I'll fill."
You'll open, yeah.
Because I knew you were on your way, but you're just going to be a few minutes late. And I tell you what, it's so funny. I was fine. I was cocky, like, "Yeah, I got this. You know, I'm a pro now. I can do this, man. Come on, Dr. Dave's good, but you know, I do. I hang out with him. You know, I know how to do this thing. I hear what he says, and So
watch
sure enough,
it, yeah.
The music comes on, and you know, in the second hour, and then he points, does his finger where he goes, and he points and says, "Go," and your mic's on. And I took a breath, and I said, "And welcome back, dude." My voice was like, I was on helium, and I didn't want to breathe.
Right. You feel like you got to keep talking at a very fast pace, and you cannot breathe.
You cannot stop. And I was talking, and I got to the point where I had to take a breath, and I was like, and then once you do that, then you're breathless. You're like, okay, you come walking in. And I go, and here he is. Here's Dr. Dave. And it was so funny. I experienced that thing. That,
yes.
Like stage fright thing.
Yes.
When it's like, it's you.
Yes.
And only you, and you have to say something now.
Yes.
It scared the crap out of me.
And it better be brilliant.
Yep.
And what you learn after a while is you don't have to be brilliant.
You don't care.
Thank God.
That's the secret I learned is not to really even care.
Well, you know, we've talked that in terms, because we both kind of think in these terms anyway, but we've talked about that as far as like a sports analogy. Mm-hmm. That you do have to really, 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 really care, but at the moment you have to do it, there has to be a significant kind of, I don't care. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, you know, we talked about it in regards to like a kickoff return. Mm-hmm. If that ball's in the air and it's coming to you and you're going, please don't fumble, please don't fumble, please don't fumble, please, you're going to fumble or have a lousy return.
Mm-hmm.
At that point, you got to just know that you're going to grab the ball and go, even though you know you better not fumble.
Having that confidence,
but if you
override your fear.
You have to. You have to. There has to be a little bit of a screw you attitude back behind that thing, and it's a strange deal.
Yep, it's very true.
Interesting psychology.
And one of the things I must admit that I learned, I think it's important to learn, when I did do that where I thought I could step up and do it, it's not like it's magic or some kind of special science to get that have that ability. It's just practice and doing it over and over again. But it's also I learned there's a big difference between being the talk show host and being his irascible sidekick.
Right.
Big difference.
Right. Well, I experienced the very same thing back, late 80s. I would come in. I was like the institutional technology guest. Every Thursday, I would come in for Bob Lee.
Yes.
And Bob was the host, and I would sit across from him and talk about technology. And it was incredibly successful. That's how I first started in radio. And then and it got to the point where they're like, you know what, just have your own show. And that's what we, that's how that started. And I'll never forget that first day when I went from being on the second mic to being on the first mic. And I had the same kind of feeling, oh, yeah, I can do this. Yeah, I've been doing this for like a year or two. What am I going to do today? I'm going to continue to do the same thing I've been doing.
Yeah, what's the difference?
You know, we'll be doing breaks and stuff that I haven't paid too attention to in the past.
Right.
But that's nothing. Yeah, they turn that mic on and point their finger at you.
Yeah. Well, and that's, I also had that same experience, not to get too much off on a tangent, when we did the show and I jumped on being the board op for the first time. That was overwhelmingly scary.
Well, I can remember when I first looked at a board.
All the automation
and they
stuff.
Said, okay, here's what. And I'm like,
what? Yeah, how much?
And now I feel silly. I mean, you do have to know what you're doing, and yeah. It does take a little bit, but it's not what I perceived it to be back then.
No. Well, and it's like driving a car or flying an airplane.
Right.
I'm sure that when you look at it and what the pilots
see.
Except
you don't die if you mess up.
Well, true. But you know, there are things you look at and there are things you don't have to necessarily.
You can ignore.
Yeah. That's knowing what you have to, what are the most important things to look at.
Yep.
And take care of.
Yep. 866-821-8255. You know, there's a lot of, that's very analogous to computers.
What a great segue.
Because I often, when I'm training somebody on how to do something, tell them, you know, some of the most, don't try to pay attention to everything. Mm-hmm. You will see a lot of stuff as we go through these processes. I'm not going to explain every single thing to you. Number one, we don't have time. Mm-hmm. Number two, you don't have the brain capacity. And not you, but just a person. Just a person.
You big idiot. You can't even take all this information in anyway. So do I pay attention?
And then third, it just doesn't matter. The powerful tool of learning is knowing what to ignore. Because if you got to know every, and I can remember when I was first learning computers, going driving people nuts that were trying to teach me. And I'd look over their shoulder, what's that? Why is that way? Mm-hmm. Because that's how they wrote the program. And it shows up every time. Don't ask me every time. Ignore that. We're not talking about that now.
Right.
Focus on this thing down here.
Yep.
But what about that over there? What about this? Dave? Shut up. You want me to keep teaching you?
It's true.
You have to focus on what we're talking about, or you have to find somebody else.
It's true. And you know, it's an interesting thing. Now, we're going off on this kind of a loosey-goosey tangent on what to pay attention to and how to best to function and all that kind of good stuff, whether it's driving a car, flying airplane, working on computers, looking at a board in a radio studio. One of the things that's key about the human and its brain is that we can only process a little bit at a time.
Right.
And
we were talking
stuff,
about that yesterday. Yeah,
yeah. We need to talk about that when we come back from the break. It's an interesting concept.
Yeah, we come back. We'll talk more about this. We'll actually talk about some computer stuff and some internet stuff and some technology stuff. But I don't know, maybe next week.
Dave Mason, the computer whisperer. The computer whisperer? Back after this.
Hey guys, this is Evil Steve, yeah, the evil one, back again, here to talk to you about Dr. Dave's data recovery. First of all, Dr. Dave and I would like to thank you for another great year of Dr. Dave's data recovery service. It's been outstanding. We all know how important it is to back up your data. But if you didn't back up your data, and those important documents, or even more important, precious family pictures, are stuck on a dead drive somewhere, well, there is a way to get them unstuck, and it's called Dr. Dave's Data Recovery. From hard drives to floppy disks, thumb drives, flashcards, you name it, we can do it. First step, go to DaveMason.com, click on the Dr. Dave's Data Recovery button, and you'll find all the info you need right there. Dr. Dave will get your drive and do his Dr. Dave magic as usual and get your precious data back to you safe and sound. So do the smart thing. Let Dr. Dave's Data Recovery come to your rescue. That's Dr. Dave's Data Recovery at DaveMason.com.
I've just discovered one of the most important new tools for security and privacy on the internet today. Hey, Dr. Dave here. ID Vault looks like a military-grade USB memory stick, but it's much more. It stores all your usernames and passwords, and you don't have to worry about the remnants left on your PC after online banking. ID Vault prevents you from signing into phishing sites that steal your identity and your money. It automatically signs you into your online financial accounts with ID Vault SecureView. It automatically enters your credit card information when you shop online, so your credit card is safe from hackers and even keystroke loggers. Here's how it works. ID Vault encrypts your account passwords on a smart card microchip inside a tamper-proof USB device where the criminals can't get at them. Best of all, it's economical and easier and faster to use than usernames and passwords. Anyone who surfs the net needs their ID Vault. So get yours at idvault.com today and save $10. That's idvault.com. Tell them you heard it here on Computer Talk with Dave Mason.
You've done everything you're supposed to do to protect yourself from identity theft, the fastest growing crime in America, but nothing's perfect, so how can you guarantee that your identity won't be stolen? Hi, this is Dr. Dave, host of Computer Talk with Dave Mason. LifeLock is the answer. Listen to what LifeLock CEO Todd Davis told me recently on my show.
The idea that you're going to hide your information clearly doesn't work. Let's go tell those criminals we're going to take control again. I'm not going to live in fear. I'm going to surf the web. I'm going to bank online. I'm going to shop online. I'm going to take advantage of technology without worrying about looking over my shoulder about who's going to steal my identity or what damage they're going to do to it. I'll back up every client we have at LifeLock with that $1 million guarantee.
There you go. You can stop worrying about identity theft because the folks at LifeLock have got your back. LifeLock, real identity theft protection with an astonishing $1 million guarantee. Go get LifeLock today at LifeLock.com or call 877-LIFELOCK. That's 877-543-3562. Tell Todd Davis, Dr. Dave sent you.